Hello, this is John with Jesus' message for Friday, October 14th, 2022. Today he is reminding us how essential it is that we honour ourselves. Your awakening is divinely assured and guaranteed. As you await humanity's collective awakening with eager anticipation, practice being in the now as frequently as you can during the day and allow yourselves to enjoy the moments as they unfold. Doing this is very healing for you if you are dealing with trauma that you are in the process of releasing. You have all suffered trauma, and for each of you it has been personal, very intense, and has probably stirred up old emotions that you had forgotten or did not even know were within you. Do not attempt to diminish those feelings by comparing what you have experienced to the experiences of other far more horrifically traumatized people you know of or who you have read about. Your experience, whatever may have caused it, was intensely traumatic for you, so honor and congratulate yourself for dealing with it as you did, knowing and acknowledging that how you dealt with it while it was ongoing was perfect for you. When you do that, you will feel great relief as your hurt inner child finally realizes that it is being seen, heard, and most of all, loved. Your nature, as you well know, is love, but the majority of you, while in human form, have never received that love. Yes, your caregivers, when you were small, friends, intimate partners, even your children, have said they love you and have, to the best of their abilities, offered you love, but it has nearly always been conditional. Love is never conditional. As humans in form, only a tiny minority of you have truly received love from someone else. To undo your traumas, it is necessary to honor and offer love to yourselves. This is an essential aspect of your awakening process. Many of you are now finding unrecognized or long-forgotten stuff arising into your awareness in these unsettling times. It is mostly not a very pleasant experience, and the temptation may likely arise to shut it down because, I don't have time for this now. In the moment that it arises, this is often the case, but you do need to make time for it, sooner rather than later, so that any long-held but buried or hidden angers and resentments may be seen, forgiven, and released. Then love will fill your hearts and empower you in ways that will likely amaze you. You can do this. You need to do this, so call on me or on anyone in the non-physical heavenly realms to be with you and comfort you as you just allow yourselves to be, letting go of all self-judgment in this moment, and reveal to yourselves the personal blockages to your beingness to which you are clinging. Any sense of personal unworthiness or not being good enough that you claim to be valid is not. It simply gives you an excuse to believe that you are who you are and that change is impossible and even undesirable. You are comfortable with that apparent state of being because you have become so accustomed to it. Well, now is the time to start letting it go as you start to honor yourselves completely as the perfect divine beings that you are and have always been since the moment of your most wondrous creation. You need to start honoring yourselves. After all, God does. So for you not to do so is insane. Your awakening is guaranteed because to sleep forever is impossible. When you are not feeling too well when you wake up in the morning, you may sometimes turn over and go back to sleep in order not to have to face the day. But you do eventually wake up and find that you have no option but to face and deal with the problems and anxieties of the day. You cannot remain asleep indefinitely because your bodies insist on waking up. But when you awaken from the unreality that is the experience of life in form, when you truly and really awaken, you will be in joy. And you are, now, in the process of doing that. Obviously, in your awareness of all the conflicts and other divisive issues now plaguing the world, it is extremely difficult for you to imagine a life of endless joy. However, if you choose to avoid paying undue attention to mainstream media and social media, you can very easily find joyful moments throughout your day. The smile of a child or a loved one, beautiful autumn colors, an unexpected message for a friend, even that first sip of your morning coffee or tea, because many do occur. You can become aware of them if you will practice being mindful, and then you can temporarily succeed in stopping all the unnecessary mental chatter that only adds to any anxieties that may be disturbing your peace of mind. And you will feel at least for a moment that life is worth living in spite of the problems with which it so often seems to present you. Then use that moment to remind yourselves of your true nature, one with Mother, Father, God, from whose presence you have never departed, and of which you are now in the process of once more becoming fully aware. Your awakening is divinely ensured and guaranteed. It is inevitable and unavoidable. Go within daily to your holy inner sanctuaries and remind yourselves of this most wondrous truth. Then allow yourselves to feel the certainty of it. This will boost your energy, strengthening your intent to be only loving, to be true to your true, real nature, and reinforce the power of the love that you most definitely are, thus beautifully assisting you to forge ahead in your awakening process. Others with whom you interact during the day will feel the peace and loving energy that enfolds you and spreads out from you in a massive sharing, thus assisting all with whom you interact in any manner at all to move forward on their own paths to awakening. You chose to incarnate now to do this beautiful work for yourselves and for humanity, and your success is divinely assured. So celebrate in the deep knowing that all is well, that all is unfolding as divinely planned, and that you, just as you are right now, are an absolutely essential and irreplaceable participant in this holy and miraculous transformation. Your loving brother, Jesus.